As the world continues the commemoration of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Red Cross has intensified its efforts to tackle this pervasive issue. Communications Director Kathy Badnock outlined the organization's active role in community outreach, partnerships with the police, and collaboration with government and local organizations, highlighting initiatives aimed at protecting victims and promoting equality. She underscored the Red Cross's ongoing commitment to ensuring that every person's rights are respected and that the fight against gender-based violence remains a national priority.
It is not like Animal Farm where, and I quote, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. This applies to regular days and during disasters. What has this SVG Red Cross been doing in the fight against gender-based violence? Well, for these 16 days, we have been doing school outreach. This includes finger painting with preschoolers, daily quizzes online, a video competition for secondary school students, and a lecture at the community college. The path against gender-based violence, it cannot be walked alone. We have continued to collaborate with other stakeholders, including the cybercrime unit of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force. The other days, we are also collaborating with other stakeholders, including the Ministry of Health, to provide psychosocial support, and the police. They have other units, like the Anti-Human Trafficking Unit, to disseminate information. Since the SVG Red Cross has strong roots in the community, we also try to build capacity at that level with community groups and community leaders in areas such as protection, gender, and inclusion.
Communications Director at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Red Cross Society, Kathy Badnock. Program Manager Glenda Conliffe explained the growing threat of digital violence, noting that women and girls are disproportionately affected. She outlined how the Red Cross is strengthening its internal systems to work safely with vulnerable individuals online while maintaining confidentiality and promoting awareness.
As digital spaces become central to communication, education, and work, ensuring safety online is as important as safety offline. The rise in digital violence threatens women's participation in public life, silences voices, and reinforces gender inequality. So addressing digital violence is essential to achieving gender equality, protecting human rights in this digital age. The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Red Cross is working towards integrating protection, gender, and inclusion principles into all its work, including digital engagement. Efforts focus on ensuring that online platforms used for humanitarian communication are safe, inclusive, and respectful. Data protection and confidentiality are critical when supporting survivors or collecting sensitive information.
Conliffe also stressed the importance of education, civil society engagement, and stronger legal frameworks as the campaign draws to a close on World Human Rights Day on December 10. She added that the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Red Cross continues to champion measures that protect women and girls, both offline and online, reinforcing the link between human rights and the fight against gender-based violence.
Education and awareness are key. Teaching safe online practices, promoting empathy, and challenging harmful online behavior. Civil society must work together to strengthen laws, reporting mechanisms, and accountability. Support services should be adapted to addressing digital forms of violence, ensuring survivors can access help safely. Digital spaces must be safe and inclusive for anyone, for everyone. Online violence is real violence. It has real consequences. The 16 days of activism is a reminder that the fight against gender-based violence extends into every space, physical and digital. By uniting to end digital violence against all women and girls, communities can build safer, more equitably, and more empowering online environments for everyone.
Program Manager for Red Cross 16 Days of Activism, Glenda Conliffe. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.